Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email, and we are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off with Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Dr. Axel.
Sure, partner. What's going on?
I've got a 15-year-old, almost 16-year-old high school athlete. He's three sports, baseball, basketball, football, but he is what they call in the sports world an undersized athlete. He is about 5'7", 115 pounds. And my question is, what does he need to be doing to maintain muscle mass, increase muscle mass, so he don't get run over by these 250-pound running back.
And, don't make him a linebacker.
Every time the coach sees him, he asks him if he's eating. You know, I'm eating, coach. At the sports banquet, the coach gave me three pieces of cake, told me I'd eat all three of them. But he eats like an alligator. And what I mean is he'll eat like crazy today, but he won't eat nothing for 3 days. I'm not hungry. And you just, you know, you can't force something on him. But so what does he need to be doing? Not to tear down muscle when they're doing their workouts and their sprints and everything, and to help yourself gain a little weight.
I'm going to give you some tips. First of all, because that's who I was. What is his age?
He's 15. He'll be 16 in November.
When I was 16, I was playing football in high school, and I was right at 6'1", and I weighed 130 pounds. And so, I could spend 2 hours talking to you about what I did, but I'll give you the hot, I mean, literally. And then eventually got it to be about 250 pounds of solid muscle. So, without drugs. So, there is a way. And his body is in a place right now where, here's the thing, he thinks he's eating. He's not eating as much of an alligator as you think, as what it takes to gain the weight that he needs to, if he wants to play those sports and put on muscle and all that kind of thing. Because you got to think about it. What is he doing right now? Now is baseball, or they're getting ready for? Is he doing spring training for?
Baseball just ended, and football spring training is coming up in a couple of weeks. And
yeah,
then
I figured it was.
Then I'll go back into the summer baseball regiment for a month, and then I'll go into their summer workouts, and then he may have a week or two off between now and when school starts again in August.
All right. Well, food's our best medicine, all right? And there's nothing greater than literally putting in the calories. Now, here's the catch-22. The catch-22 is, obviously, he's going to be using food to put on the weight, put on the size, and all of that. But it's also can be a little bit hard on the digestive tract. So you want to be – he doesn't need to eat junk food. Like, I'm not good with him having four pieces or three pieces of cake just to get some extra calories in there, because you want to put good weight on, but you also want to keep everything healthy on the inside. Meaning that the foods that you put in his body are what he's going to use to make cells. So the whole adage, you know, drinking a gallon of milk a day and all that, not a big fan of it. There's better ways to get the calories. So I still stand on my principles for, and I wish I knew this at 15 and 16, if I knew what I knew now, kind of thing. But I wish, you know, here's the thing, 6 to 7 meals a day for him to gain the weight. If that's what he wants to do. And I would go 4 solid and 3 liquid. At 6 minimum. 7 would be over, you know, would be pushing it over the edge a little bit to really do that extra. So I don't know how the schools are set up for him, but it would be breakfast, lunch, and dinner, pretty big meals. And then maybe some kind of protein shake or something. There's some organic. I know at lifestyleresearch.org There's meal replacements, a full meal replacement that has equal amounts of lean quality proteins, like I talk about, low glycemic carbohydrates, and then the good healthy fats. And they're also, it's organic, so it's hormone-free, antibiotic-free whey protein. Okay, so those are the kind of things that would be helpful for him. Here's the thing. If you're asking me what it will take, and everybody right. wants to know what it'll take, that's what it takes.
Okay.
So you just got to sit down with him and say, look, if you know, ask him the question, say, do you want to gain weight to keep up with the other guys in football and baseball? He's going to say yes. And say, well, this is a good strategy. And this is a proven strategy, too. This is not anything that's just out there. This is what most athletes do that are looking to put on or maintain their weight through the athletic programs. And this is pretty standard of what's taught with strength and conditioning coaches. I was one at Florida State. And this is what is taught for athletes. So not only am I giving it to you from my perspective now, but it's also from what I've gained throughout the years. And it's not fun. It feels like you spend your whole life eating. But that's why the meal replacements are really good, because he can do three big solid meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then do three other shakes that will take him 2 minutes to mix with water. Don't mix them with milk. Mix them with water, and then down the hatch he goes. Or he can do nuts and fruit, whatever, for some kind of snack in between those meals. But it's about keeping the calories up. And fats are good for him, the healthy fats. You know, the almonds, walnuts, cashews, those kind of things. And they pack a ton of calories, too. And right now he's in that phase where his testosterone's kicking into gear. And all the fats that we eat really maintain good testosterone levels as well, and make sure that you know, sustains for him and does well while his body's still developing. But see, as active as he is, if he doesn't bring those calories in, his body won't grow to that next level. I mean, it's going to grow to what its set point is, but you can't push it past that set point for a kid or a teenager. And so that's six meals a day. I'm sure they've got him weight training 4 days a week, probably in the off season, 3 to 4. I would not do more than four, because if he's looking to gain weight and he's a lean body type, then the more activity he does, the harder it's going to make for him to gain that weight. Supplements, don't get tied up in all the supplements with everything that's out there. He's young, but don't be scared of things like creatine and glutamine. All right? Creatine and glutamine are safe supplements. You can check with the label, check with your health food store, but there's been claims that they mess up your kidneys and your liver and all that. It's about following the descriptions on the label. Don't do the ones with all the sugar in them. But at his age right now, I would hold out and wait probably and talk with his pediatrician about that too. But, you know, the standard right now is waiting for the kids to wait till they're about 17 or 18 before doing that. Just good food right now for him is his best option, really. It's going to be one of the best measures for him. It really is. And it's just eating more of it and getting plenty of proteins, good healthy fats, and good quality carbohydrates. Rather than eating a bunch of bread and pizza, which is pretty typical for a 15-year-old, it's about getting good lean quality fruits and vegetables and low glycemic fruits and vegetables, putting a bunch of good stuff in. Not that he can't have some fun. I'm not saying that. Of course he needs to do that. But for his mainstay, at least 80% of what he eats needs to be great. And if you can pack lunches for him or provide those foods for him, or get up in the morning and make him the kind of breakfast he needs, not Fruit Loops, but, I mean, full-on eggs and good fresh fruit, those sorts of things, that's going to pay huge dividends in him getting where he needs to be as an athlete. The supplements that he could look into, talk to the pediatrician about the Foundational Four, good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil for those omega-3 fats, all the way around, that's going to help him with joint rehabilitation while he's training so hard, and probiotics for overall digestive health. See, all that is just basic. It's simple. He doesn't need to get outside of that box. Keep it simple, and his body has everything it needs to grow.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. EAT to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 6, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1692.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1734.92, $867.46 for a half ounce, or $433.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1734.92, $867.46, and $433.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're struggling with, realize this. The body can change, but you have to be willing to change. That's the key. You have to be willing to take responsibility for your health and for your life and make the right changes on the inside. Well, they're saying now, which I found really interesting, just doing some reading, they're saying now that certain things with kids are making some major changes, actually, with pain issues. And so kids' intelligence, they're saying, are linked to pain problems in adulthood. Now, children who score higher on intelligence tests are less likely to suffer from chronic widespread pain later in life. So the intelligence of kids are saying, are linked to pain. So it's in the Journal of Pain, and they're saying one psychological factor that could potentially be a risk factor of chronic widespread pain in adult life is lower cognitive ability in youth. So the study's lead researcher, Dr. Catherine Gale, of University of Southampton, actually said that our hypothesis were that men and women who scored lower on the test of intelligence in childhood would have an increased risk of widespread pain or chronic pain in midlife, and that some of this association would be mediated through socioeconomic status and mental health and lifestyle factors. It's interesting what they're looking at is they're actually seeing how some of these potential issues where the intelligent level or the cognitive level in the youth or in your younger days can spark quite a bit of correlation to how well you deal with chronic pain later in life. Now, there's been a lot of speculation on that, and really, lately, I think more than ever in the medical field, you're seeing more people deal with chronic pain. You've got, you know, of course, pain medications are going out left and right. They've got pain clinics everywhere, and people are kind of seeking that out. Now, you've got people that are in legitimate pain. Don't get me wrong. I get that. But there are a lot of folks that are just kind of addicted to the pain meds and, you know, may not be in that much pain, but kind of go that direction. And they're saying there's a strong link with a lot of the chronic pain that people deal with that are a lot of times from non-injury, from low cognitive function in youth. So for whatever that, you know, correlates with and however you want to take that, but they're saying it's a very interesting cause and effect relationship because of the psychological distress that goes on with chronic pain management. So, you know, it's interesting. They looked at kids that are around 11 years old and all the way up to age 45 and watched the trends in this. So we haven't realized this, but the pain meds are going out, I mean, more than ever. And the different state regulations, medical boards and whatnot are really cracking down on a lot of this because, I mean, you've got certain people that really just go after it and they don't need it. And they're finding this correlation, which I find is actually very interesting. With that, with lower cognitive function. So, you know, again, something to keep in mind. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Let's kick it off and go with Brian. Hi, Brian.
I've been having an allergic reaction to an antibiotic prescribed by a dentist, clindamycin, and broke out in a rash and had esophagus issues, which are gone, but it's the itching and the rash that I still have about 8 days later. And I would like to know if there's something I can do other than the hydrocortisone salve that I'm using and taking antihistamines.
Yeah, and that's definitely a challenge, no doubt. And one thing you can do, I mean, obviously when you finish, you can talk to your doctor. If things aren't where they need to be, then you know, they can switch over and do a different antibiotic, probably not your best choice, but if that's what your doctor wants to do, definitely want to be respectful there. Now, antibiotics are great. They do their job, but probiotics are important to take with it because that reestablishes the good gut flora, the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. That's always the key. So you always want to make sure that that's a big player in the whole piece of it and making sure that you do that on a regular basis. Your doctors, most of them, depending on you know, how they were trained. Some of the newer school are really big on the probiotics, rather, with the antibiotics.
And some from the older school don't really, you know, apply it that much. So it just depends on who you're working with. But I think they're very important. A lot of doctors now, a lot of the studies out, practicing physicians are really leaning that way of doing both together. Because keeping the good gut flora, we know, is strongly beneficial. And so that's one thing you want to keep in mind as you're kind of going through that. And the other, in some of the things you're dealing with, you want to make sure that your diet obviously is key. That's very important to keep it, the inflammation, I guess, as low as possible and keep the histamine low as possible. And the lower you keep inflammation in the body, eating foods that don't create a lot of that, then you'll keep the histamine levels low. And that's where you won't need the antihistamine so much. And it's really getting down to getting the body to break proteins down. That's really the key. And when you look at that and getting the proteins to be managed properly, it's very, very simple. So it's getting proteolytic enzymes. You can get those from bromelain, which is found in pineapple. And you can use pineapple if you want and eat that with some of your meals, and it works great. But the higher concentration of how they do the extract is a lot more potent, just depending on how bad the allergic reactions are. The other thing is betaine hydrochloride. That is a form of hydrochloric acid. You can also find that in apple cider vinegar. All of those are great, especially when you're dealing with allergies. Big challenge, no doubt about it. The antibiotics, usually, when you get done with those and finish a round, will do quite well. It's all about keeping the bacteria balanced, and that's where those probiotics really come in. So a couple of things to think about along the way. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out online. Go to getwellradio.com. Whatever you're struggling with, whatever you're dealing with, realize there's always hope. You don't have to lose it. You can get your health back. It's all about making the right choices and the right decisions. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How do you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online. Go to getwellradio.com. Take an email. We'll make it part of the show. Or if you want us to answer in private, we'll be glad to do that as well. Now, when you think about health, you always want to think about your family members, your loved ones, your people that are around you that you really care about. Because their health, knowing that you're talking to them all the time and knowing that they're mentioning to you what's going on with their health. I mean, if you ever think about it, when you walk around in the street, most people won't really tell you what's going on in their life, right? So if they're having a hard time financially or if they're really struggling with relationships or whatever, they don't really say much about that. But have you ever noticed how people will tell you their ailments? I don't know if it's me. I know it's not me because before I was even a doctor or physician, I mean, people would always say that sort of thing. They just would talk about it. How are you today? Oh, yeah, I'm doing great except for my headache. Or I'm doing great except for, you know, my blood sugar was up this morning. And it's so funny. You hear people talk about it, you just let it out. You barely meet someone and they'll start telling you about it. My low back hurts. I'm all bent over. I can't move. And so you think about, okay, well, what could you tell them when they say that to you? You know, what kind of information, what kind of hope, what kind of help could you give them to make their lives better, to make them better? It's just something to think about, because with what we do here, we want to bring people hope. We want to give them answers, common sense answers for the tough things that people deal with every single day in their health and with their life. And on this show, that's what it's all about. So give me a call, 888-283-7272. We'll dig into it and we'll talk about it. We're going to go now to the phones and go to Josephine. Hi, Josephine.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Aisle?
Living well, darling. What's up?
Thank you. Dr. Ace, I want to know about C-reactive protein.
Okay. You want to know what it is, or do you have a blood test where it was high?
No, it's not high, but I want to know, do we have one type of protein in our body or two?
Now, the C-reactive protein is a simple blood test that's pretty standard now, and it's a big marker for two things. One, for inflammation in the body, and the other one, it's a big cardiac marker that the doctor is using now. And SED rate, ESR, used to be one that kind of showed, well, it still is, it shows general inflammation, but the CRP, or the C-reactive protein, is one that a lot of doctors have shifted over to. A little bit more accurate test. And gives a little bit more information, combining inflammation and, of course, cardiac-related issues with it, too. So, I mean, as long as you stay within, of course, the ranges, everything should be okay. They've got a little reference range. If you look at the test, and it'll tell you, you know, between 1 and 2 or 0.5 and 1.0 or 1.5, and it'll tell you the different ranges and the risk factors and what they actually mean. So that's the great thing about the different testing companies, the lab testing companies out there, is they actually have really good data on there for that, and then your doctor can interpret it and kind of, you know, get you moving along so you understand it. But C-reactive protein is a good one. It's really good to have checked out on a regular basis. Matter of fact, when you get your regular blood work done, say at your physical, a lot of times doctors don't really do the CRP. It's not that it's a new test, but it's being used more than it used to be. But sometimes you have to ask for it. You might want to ask your doctor in the future. I guess if they're monitoring something with your heart right now, kind of important. So, but yeah, good test. As long as it's in normal range, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Okay, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now. We're going to go to Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hey, Jerry, how can I help?
Yes, sir. I was wanting to know. I have what I call the degenerative disc, where my lower disc are deteriorating.
Okay. DJD.
And we've tried the therapy, and that worked for a little while. And then we tried the one that was wanting to try doing the steroid shots, which I really didn't want to do. Third option was surgery, and I don't want to do that right now.
I understand.
Is there something else I could do or take to kind of, because at times my back will get to bottom in, and or I'll have some numbness in parts below from the waist down. I'll have times that my lower legs feel like they're numb or something like that. My legs are numb or something like that. I didn't know if there was something I needed to do or what.
Well, have you done, so you've pretty much just been to your family doctor and they've given you, what, a shot, maybe some medicine, that's about it?
I'm taking medicine for about all of my joints, but my lower back's one I'm having the most problems with.
Okay, have you looked into chiropractic care for that?
I've got a sister, this is a licensed massage therapist, and I've tried that. That seems to work pretty good.
Well, that's going to work on the muscles and see what you're dealing with. When you have DJD in the spine, which is what you're talking about, degenerative joint disease, right, or degenerative disc disease, same thing. When you have a decrease in the disc height, you've got degeneration in the disc in the spine, that's where the nerves come out of. See, the nerves come out of the spine, they go down through the legs all the way down into the feet, and they innervate and control everything. So if the nerves are not working right in the body, wherever they're going, then the body's not going to function at its peak level. So if you've got some DJD, getting some numbness and loss, maybe even of some strength in your lower body, really, from a non-surgical approach, chiropractic care does a great job, really does. Physical therapy can do well, too, so that's another option if you want to look into either. But they're both really good. Something, one thing I will tell you is you need to get someone to take a look at that and start doing some type of therapy or work on it. Massage therapy is great, but in this instance, it's really going to be more, it can be a facilitator of what you have done, but it's certainly not going to get down to the root cause and get anything corrected. And if you get some of the manipulative work done on the spine at some level, then they'll probably be able to get some really good correction in there and possibly be able to keep the disc from deteriorating as badly or even as rapidly as it is. Now, there's also another way to take care of that ongoing called decompression or spinal decompression. It's great. Takes the pressure off of the disc, off of the nerves, helps really support the disc, keep it as healthy as possible. A lot of physicians now are carrying that in their office. They have these units, chiropractic physicians, physical therapists. There's a lot of folks that have these. You might want to ask, look around, ask for decompression because that's really the area that you want to look at, especially for the back pain. Big, big deal. And I know it's uncomfortable and not a lot of fun. But, you know, the good thing is the body recovers very well. It heals very well. Your diet needs to be really good, no doubt. You know, somebody working with you on that, nutritionist, dietitian, really getting the diet where it needs to be. Your eating choices every single day matters. And you think, well, what does that have to do with my back? Well, it has a lot to do because whatever you put inside of your body is going to either generate inflammation that goes throughout the body or it's going to lower it. And if you can get the body to lower the inflammatory process, then it increases the body's ability to heal and to not be irritated on a regular basis. And that's why, you know, I like things like the anti-inflammatory diet, eating certain foods that reduce inflammation. And then you also, it's really good to have someone on board, like one of the doctors we talked about and therapists we talk about, that can monitor you, take a look at you, see you on a regular basis, kind of walk with you through this process. It would be fantastic. So anyway, if you need help, let us know. But that's a good direction to go. And as far as the anti-inflammatory diet, that's all in my book. One little trick I can tell you about is to make sure you're getting plenty of omega-3 fatty acids. Now, I like cod liver oil. It's kind of an oldie but a goodie. Krill oil is becoming popular. I still like cod liver oil better. It's just my favorite, and I think you get great results from it. Vitamin A, vitamin D are also naturally occurring in there. So just something to think about. When you're kind of out there shopping, take a look at that because it does make a big difference. If you ask me one thing you're missing, it's having someone work with you in a non-surgical approach and someone work with you from a nutritional approach to make sure you get everything that you need, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give me a call right now or go online. Go to getwellradio.com. Show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Email of the day brought to you by GeneMe. GeneMe, a breakthrough new company out that is doing great work with the field of genetics and nutrition. Believe it or not, now you can do genetic test profiling to figure out exactly what you need. And the tests are really inexpensive. They're about $99. Go to shopgeneme.me. That's shopgeneme.me. You can check out the website. Of course, there you can find all the information about it. But yeah, it's amazing what's going on. You can now figure out exactly what your genetics say that you need, not what a blood test says you need temporarily, but this is what genetics say your blueprint from day one says nutritionally that your body is strong in and that your body is weak in. And it goes by your DNA. Powerful, inexpensive, powerful, and yields great results. It's GeneMe. Check him out, shopgeneme.me. All right. Detroit, Michigan. We had Larry. He said, I had some blood work done, and the results show that I have high levels of estrogen. How do I get it lower without taking any medication? You can do an aromatase, an anti-aromatase medication, an estrazole. You can, the doctors can prescribe you that. Or there's some natural ways to do that. New products are coming out. DIM helps cut estrogen. Nettle root can help cut estrogen levels down. So, again, several things out there that can help. If you don't want to go the medical route, a lot of natural ways to tackle that.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgaiter.com, the 60-second pain relief.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. America, this is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Understanding that the body can get sick, yes, it can, but it can also get well. So understand that lifestyle is what it's all about. Making better choices, learning from the past, and making a better future. It's all about the choices that we make every single day. And the reality is, you can change. And that's one thing I know more than ever. And there's a new study out talking about change, but it's talking about cancer, which is, you know, a hot topic with a lot of people. Breast cancer is a big one for women, and it's one that's in the news, it seems like, all the time. We just got past, of course, all the breast cancer awareness and the research and all of that, where it was in the media everywhere. But for aggressive breast cancer, there's always the big debate is, do you take chemotherapy or do you not? Do you remove the breast like the girl did, the Miss America, I guess, pageant girl the other day, removed both breasts as a preventative measure? Now, is that extreme or is it not? Well, it depends. In some of my training, I did breast surgery, and I can tell you that it was interesting just to watch the mentality and how everything was put together and how the physicians and the surgeons all work together to come up with protocols. Some people think, especially in the natural world, alternative world, really look at that and they say, well, okay. I mean, some of that is it outrageous just to remove breast tissue or do mammograms? I mean, that whole concept to people in the alternative health world, they just get really fired up about it. And if you talk to surgeons that, and even radiologists that do breast surgery, or they work with breast and they specialize in that and that's all they do, you will see the stories that are just will blow your mind on how powerful that level of medicine is. So do I think we over mammogram at some level? Yeah, I think that there's some ways that we do. Yeah. But I think that the preventative side of what that whole entire field and how it's growing is pretty amazing. Now, on the flip side, are we eating too many foods with estrogens and pesticides and chemicals and hormones? Absolutely. Do I think that's impacting it? Without a doubt. Crazy to think it does not. I mean, I talked to someone the other day that had twins. And with their twins, one of them really loved health food and just didn't eat a lot of meat. And the other one was just, you know, really into it, ate plenty of chicken and meat and that sort of thing. The one twin that ate all the meat and the chicken and pretty much the hormone-laden foods went into puberty around age 9. The other one went into puberty around age 11. So there's a 2-year span difference. They're twins. And because their environmental lifestyle choices were different, look at the difference. And the one that went into puberty at 9 has heavy periods with pain on every month. The one that went into puberty around 11 has very smooth menstrual cycles and no pain. So does it play a role? I think it does. And I think that the foods that we eat, the chemicals that we have in some of our food supply, is something that we need to be careful of. We do at some level. I mean, for sure. I mean, you can't live in a bubble. And I do think that, because obviously with a bunch of kids, you're working 2 jobs, you got to be somewhat, you know, cognizant of you can only do so much. So I get that. But you can make some basic choices that can make a really big difference long term. They're saying now that chemotherapy, being one on the traditional side of things, they're saying chemotherapy may work better in younger women. So the young women that have aggressive breast cancers, they're saying, can often benefit more than older women when they undergo the chemotherapy, aged 20 or age 35 rather and younger who underwent the chemotherapy that's usually standard had a much better survival rate and a much better outcome than the others. Breast cancer, they say, in young women is rare. Only about 5% of patients are under 35. Tumors in younger women, however, tend to be more aggressive. So the researchers are keen to find successful treatments for this age group. So to help so, the doctors and the colleagues in the study evaluated the health records of about 9,000 women with operable or locally advanced breast cancers that had not yet spread to other breasts or other areas of the body. All the women were treated with chemotherapy, which could include radiation, drugs, or both. The data was drawn from 8 German studies. In the smaller subgroup, more than 700 women, aged 35 and younger, were compared to the older women with the disease. They also looked at the absence or presence of metastatic cancer cells, or cancer cells that have spread. Well, the response with the chemotherapy treatment was significantly higher in the younger women. Nearly 24% of the younger women responded to the treatment, compared with 16% in the older patients. The biological makeup of a young woman's tumor also seemed to play a role, she added, especially with some of the other age groups. The study offered more understanding to a younger age group than a different type of breast cancer and different response to treatment. Who is attending the conference on this study in San Antonio were a group of doctors looking for some new ways to treat some of the younger women with breast cancer. And, you know, it is. It's growing. We're seeing it more. And there has to be better ways to take care of it. My personal opinion is change the way you eat, change your environment, get rid of toxins, and increase your mental attitude. Yep, I did say that. It plays a huge role in overall health and with cancer. The American Cancer Society and other organizations focusing on cancer are seeing that every single day. Our mind plays a big role. Our choices play a big role as well. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you might have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.